Today we're going to have a look at 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm going to read verses 42 and 43, where Paul is writing, and here's what he says. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. At the heart of the Bible story is the startling claim that someone, a real flesh and blood human being, has actually conquered the grave. The one thing we can't seem to beat, no matter how advanced our medical technology becomes, has already been beaten by a humble carpenter who lived nearly 2,000 years ago. Because of the resurrection of Christ, who now stands at the head of the human race, we all face the possibility of rising from the dead when He returns. It's a thought that brings unimaginable hope, especially when you consider the details we find in today's Bible passage. Paul compares our death and burial to a farmer planting a seed, which essentially disappears into the ground, but then gives birth to a brand new plant. To put it another way, we're going to get brand new bodies, and no matter what we struggle with, no matter how diseased or disabled we've become, we're going to come back with the freshness of eternal youth. Now, I'm pretty sure we could spend an hour on the subject of the resurrection all by itself, because it addresses the most fundamental needs and fears in the human heart. But there's one thing in particular that I want you to think about today. Somehow, and who knows how God does it, but somehow, even though you've got a brand new, uncorrupted body, it's still going to be you. You might have been in the grave for months, years, or centuries when Jesus comes, and everything you used to be made of is essentially gone. And still somehow He brings you back, and it's really you. I know that science fiction writers have toyed with that concept for decades, wondering whether or not if we were really able to teleport somebody across the planet like they do on Star Trek, would the person who came out on the other side really be you? Well, I can't answer for Scotty and the Starship Enterprise, but I can give a definite answer about the resurrection. Yes, it's really going to be you. At some point, if you die before Christ comes, you're going to suddenly wake up and pick up your thoughts exactly where you left off. And that means that the character you've allowed God to sculpt in your heart and mind is still going to be there when you come back from the grave. You get a brand new body, a second chance, and you get a brand new brain, but you're still going to be you. So why not try this little exercise at some point today? Picture yourself a week after the resurrection with a brand new body that's free of the damage you've caused to the one you have right now. Now ask yourself what you really want to be like as a person in that brand new life as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And if you can see that, and I suspect that to some degree you can, wouldn't it be a good idea right now to start basing your choices and experiences on the place you want to be when it's all said and done? You know, I've heard a number of financial experts tell people to imagine going for a walk with themselves as they hope to be in 10 or 20 years, so they can make good decisions now that will help them arrive where they want to be. I've got the same challenge for you with regard to who you're going to be when you wake up from the dead. Nobody knows you like you know yourself. So take an honest inventory of who you are right now. Then take an imaginary walk with yourself as you imagine you'd like to be when you arrive in the kingdom. And I'm guessing you're going to find stuff you still need to work on. I think you're going to find there are things you'd still like God to help you with during the course of this life. And of course, He'd be happy to do it, because He says so. And on top of that, when you finally do wake up in the resurrection, you're going to find it was a pretty wise game plan and just a better way to live.